What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our seven-figure fitness business podcasts. It's your host, Iggy Odigizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. Now, in today's episode, I wanted to share what's something that we've been doing recently that's been working really well for us and answer a few questions. A lot of people are like, Iggy, are you starting your mastermind back up? Are you doing coaching? Things like that. No, we don't have our mastermind back up. We are providing a service with our Charlie, which is our conversational AI. And Charlie has been a complete game changer and has been disrupting the space, ultimately allowing the coaches that we get to work with and partner with and plug Charlie into the business to never have to send a DM ever again. That's what I've been focusing on, and is really continuing to develop Charlie, train it, and really pour a lot of time and effort and resource into making it the most sophisticated conversational AI on the market, and really focus it on the fitness industry, because this business is hard. I'm going to be honest. Running a fitness business and building a fitness business is one of the most difficult things you can do, mainly because the barrier to entry is so low. You don't have to actually be good at what you do to actually get into this space. And because of that, it makes it very difficult, very competitive. And there's not a ton of trust in this space, because lots of money, lots of big brands pour a ton of money into advertising and selling extreme diets, extreme supplements, and really destroying the trust that used to be in the marketplace. When you're trying to get your business off the ground and you're trying to do all these things, you're combating not only the myths that are out there, you're combating all the charlatans that are out there. You're also combating people that have way more money than you that are marketing the hell out of their message to get more eyes on it, right? So how do you compete in a world like this? One, you have to do a lot of things, right? You have to be creating content. You have to be nurturing your audience. You have to be having conversations with people, trying to work your leads. You're doing lead gen. You're working the leads. You're trying to get those leads to jump on a call with you. And then you're having a sales call with those leads. You sell them. Now you have to deliver to them. So now while you're delivering to your clients, you're also making sure you're creating content, while also making sure you're following up with the leads and doing the lead nurture, while making sure you show up to the sales calls, while keeping the clients satisfied. There's a lot of things that are going on. And unless you are just an all-star and you're an absolute workhorse, it's very difficult to get things off the ground, right? So with Charlie, and really the focus and the opportunity that I saw with Charlie is really the fact that we get to remove all of the prospecting from a business owner. All you have to do, if you have a way to generate inbound leads, which when it comes to running ads for a fitness offer, our team is probably the best in the world at doing that. So we hand our clients our best performing campaigns, our targeting, everything like that. We give it to them on a silver platter so they don't have to worry about how do I need to generate the lead. All you have to do is generate the inbound lead, give them to Charlie, let Charlie have the conversation for you. Let him vet people, let him prospect, let him nurture them, let him get them scheduled on your calendar, and he'll remind them about their appointment. He'll remind them to show up. And if they no-show, we have a 65% rebooking rate of those who no-show or cancel, right? So you remove the most manual and most grunt and most tedious aspect of running a business and a fitness business. You take that from you off your plate, and now that gives you your bandwidth back to focus on really getting good at sales, delivering results to your clients, and also taking some of the content that you create for your clients, repurposing that to nurture the people that are coming in to find out more about who you are and what you do. All right, so that's really what I'm focusing my full-time attention on now. And one of the things that we've been able to do in kind of getting back into the industry and getting back into the space is we relaunched a few brands just to see what we can do with Charlie and how we can go about doing that. Part of me wanting to restart this podcast is just sharing with you some of the things that we're seeing while we have boots on the ground, right? What we're seeing behind the curtains of an eight-figure online fitness business, seven-figure online fitness business, and six-figure online fitness businesses that we're starting to scale to that seven-figure range. So you guys get the opportunity to just hear best practices and what's working and what we're doing and some of the challenges that we're facing. So this week, one of the things that we notice is we're looking at the data, right? Now, remember podcasts on like really the four things that you need to focus on to build a business. You need lead gen, you need good marketing, You need good appointment setting, sales like lead nurture process, and you need strong sales. Now, as you're going through those things, one of the things you're going to notice once you get your marketing dialed in, the other thing that you have to look at is your lead nurture, right? And so with one of the brands that we got up and going, lead gen was a constraint, right? We had to test different creatives and test different things to kind of get the lead gen dialed in to a point now where that brand is generating leads for less than $2 a pop. And we're getting name, phone number, email. And our landing page is converting at a 54% conversion rate, which is absolutely unheard of, right? It's absolutely insane. But that was the main constraint, is getting the volume. Now that we have the volume, the next constraint was, how do we efficiently teach Charlie to take these leads and turn them into legitimate opportunities on the calendar? So that's what we're focusing our time and effort on. And our response rate was at like a 10%, and we kept split testing and tweaking. And now our response rate is consistently at about a 45%, right? So now we're able to generate the leads and get 45% of those leads to respond to us within the first 5 minutes of them opting in, which is huge, right? And we have an overall 96% response rate as Charlie starts following up with them, the rest that don't respond, to get them to respond. So we're able to solve that. When we got the messaging process dialed in, and now we start to see, all right, well, now we have leads coming in, and we have most of these leads going through our conversation process. And there's 8 levels to our conversation system that we train Charlie on. And at level 6, that's when we offer people to submit an application and book a call, right? So what we do is we have an integration with our application process where we have Charlie get those people to submit an application, right? And what we were finding is that we were having all these great responses here, opt-ins here. People at an unprecedented rate were making it to the application, and then they would enter the application and it would just vanish into a black hole. We're finding that that was a constraint. So a lot of the time that we spent this week was just tweaking that process. Like, maybe our application is too strict. What do we need to adjust with it? And we're looking at all this data to find the bottlenecks throughout this entire process. So we made tweaks and we made adjustments. And the beautiful thing about it is that all this while, because we have Charlie plugged into our business, we're gathering data on every single thing the prospects are doing. We can see everything. How long it takes people to complete an application. Where do they get stuck, right? What are the bottlenecks in this process? So we're able to take all that data and make real-time adjustments with it. So what we did is we found that our application process was like the main constraint in the business, preventing us from actually producing the number of appointments that we need. And so we tweaked the application process, we simplified it, we removed all the main constraints in the application process, and within 24 hours, mind you, before this, our cost per appointment was about $130, $140 or something like that. It was absurd. That's really high for a fitness business. For a B2B offer, $150 per call, that's great, right? You can even go as high as $200 per call. But when you're selling high ticket fitness, you want a cost per booking at like $60 to $70 a pop, right? So we found that to be a constraint, and we made the adjustment. Guess what happened? That in less than 24 hours, we had the most bookings we've had in a single day, and our sales team already made a sale within that time frame just from making the adjustment. Now that we've got the system fine-tuned to a point where now I looked at the data since we made the change, our average application completion rate was 7 minutes. It's down to less than 2 minutes. Our average completion rate was about like 25% of people were completing the application. Is up to 46% of people are completing the application. Now our cost per booking sitting at $50 to $60 a pop. So now we've removed the bottleneck and the constraints throughout this entire acquisition system and got it to a point where it's producing consistent sales opportunity. The phase that we're in now is increasing the volume of sales activity with our sales floor, right? Because if your sales team doesn't have enough opportunity, you can't put a ton of expectations on them. You can't put a ton of pressure on them to really increase the activity and really get them performing at a high level, right? So we had to fix the constraints. We have to fix the holes in our bucket so that we have enough throughput to give our sales team and our sales floor and put them in the best position to win. And now we can focus and shift our attention on how are they working the leads? How are they making the most of the opportunities? What's their follow-up process like? What's their re-engagement process like? How many calls are they setting for themselves that come through the pipeline? Because now we can start to focusing on increasing the volume of activity with the sales floor, right? So that's what we've been doing. I want to be able to share this with you so that as you're looking at your process and you're looking at your business, you're like, man, I'm generating leads, but I don't know where the bottleneck is in the lead nurture process. And the challenge with not having something like Charlie plugged into your business is that you don't see any of that data. I was shocked at how much information we're able to see because Charlie's an AI and is gathering every single data, is tracking responses and its replies, and we're seeing how efficiently people are moving through the entire process. So because of that, we're able to identify constraints even in our own messaging script, and we're able to fix it and increase the throughput. Right now, for most people and a lot of our clients before, they had our system in place and a lot of them got great results, but they could never really know why. Right, when they were getting leads and were taking people through the script and getting them to book, it's like, why is that really working? Now that we're gathering the data, we can see exactly why it's working, what the constraints are, and make the necessary adjustment on behalf of the brands that we're running acquisition for. That's been like the biggest like aha moment that we've seen this week, just from making the tweaks and making the necessary adjustments, and just from having an abundance of data. It's incredible. Right. We had a meeting with our team earlier today, and we're able to go through some of the video assets that we have people watch before they jump on a call. And we found that we had a video asset that had 32% of people completing the entire process. And it's responsible for the couple of sales that we've had over the last few weeks. And I was like, are we sending anybody back to this video? And we did a quick audit of our entire process. And we're like, we're not sending anybody there. So people who've watched it only had one opportunity to watch it and they completed it. So now we're making tweaks to the lead nurture process to be able to develop the leads more efficiently, right? So there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to running a business, and we never would have been in a position to even start focusing on these things if we weren't out of the mundane day-to-day stuff. If you're stuck messaging your leads and DMing people all day long and managing VAs, and you're stuck in the weeds of that, you can never elevate to look at the big picture of your business and start identifying the constraints and making those informed decisions based on where your business is actually at, right? You're stuck in the day-to-day process and you can't even look at the bigger picture. So that's why I've gone all in on having something like Charlie and being able to bring it to the marketplace, is because of the data that you're able to gather. But more important than that is the bandwidth that you're able to get back. And that's put us in a position where we can fine tune every single aspect of the acquisition system that we use to build, grow, and scale online fitness businesses. If you found that helpful and you're looking at your business and you're auditing your business, you're like, man, like, I don't really know how to identify these constraints. I don't know what's causing a lack of opt-in. I don't know what's causing people to drop off in my messaging process. I don't even know what's causing people to drop off in my lead nurture. I don't even know how do I systematically get leads to show up to the calls. I don't know what those constraints are. You lack data and insight in your business. And I would strongly recommend reaching out, having a conversation with us about how we can plug Charlie into your business to start giving you insights into those things so you can ultimately remove yourself from the day-to-day grunt work. So that's what my days are about. That's all I've been really doing on a day-to-day basis, working with the dev team, continuing to train, analyzing data, and just seeing the ridiculous competitive advantage that our brands have simply because we have clear data to look at and make decisions off of. Just want to encourage you to like make sure you're tracking all your stuff, track as much as you can. If you want deeper insights on what you can do to actually replicate some of the results that we have, reach out, let's jump on a call, and let's do a quick audit on Charlie and how we can plug it into your business, whether you have them doing all your appointment sending or not, or you just want the data being tracked, you're still going to be able to extract value from the technology. All right. So I'll catch you in the next one. Deuces.